This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Australia's number one award-winning show for exploring sex, sexuality, and self.
Hide and seek.
Visit joy.org.au/hide and seek.
As we go along, let us study the male anatomy. Most men know less about their own bodies than they do about their automobiles.
This is a trap!
The following feature has been rated R.
Don't panic.
This program contains coarse language.
It is recommended for people aged 15 years and over.
Are you ready? Sit back, turn up the volume, and enjoy our show.
Welcome.
Get ready for the ride.
Good evening and welcome to Hide and Seek for another Wednesday night here on Joy 94.9. My name is Andrew the Apprentice. Big thanks to the Chicks Talking Footy girls. And joining me this evening is Mr. Tim. Good evening.
Good evening.
How are you?
I'm very well.
That's good.
All recovered after last weekend's.
Yes, there was a few big
fun and frivolity.
Lots of parties happening around town. And yeah, it's good to see Melbourne continues to pump during the winter.
I know, you have to keep warm somehow.
Exactly.
Especially in rubber.
Especially in rubber.
What a great segue that was.
We're going to go straight into it tonight because we have a busy show. Coming up very soon is BJ. He's going to be talking electro play with us. But first up, it is the inaugural, the first ever in Australia rubber competition is happening this coming weekend. One of the organisers is joining us now, Ben Rothmuller. Good evening.
Hello, how are you going?
Very well, thank you. Now, Slick is being put together by a group of guys, and it is all only, really, 24 hours away till it all kicks off.
It starts literally in 24 hours. We're kicking off with Meet the Contestants tonight, leading into our first ever, in fact, Australia's first ever rubber title, Melbourne Rubber Man. So I'm getting very excited about it. Everything's coming together, and now's our last chance to get people interested in getting along.
Now, tomorrow
it's
night...
It'll be a great weekend.
It will be. Tomorrow night, of course, is of course, the weekly spit and polish night at the lead, but something special tomorrow night where the everyone gets to go along and meet the contestants who are vying for Mr. Rubber Melbourne.
Indeed, they'll get to meet our three lovely men who will be up on the stage on Friday night. I'll bring them up, give them a quick introduction. They'll be working the crowd, trust me. I'm working these boys like you would not believe to make sure that they make the most of their time while they're competing as part of the Slick Weekend. So they'll be walking around, they'll be drumming up support for the event and also giving away raffle tickets towards a fantastic prize that will be given away on the Friday night.
When does the judging really start? Does it start during that meet the contestants?
Well, it's not a judged event, so the judging all takes place on the Friday night, but you know that I'm aware that at least two of the judges will be on site, so I'm sure they'll be forming some early opinions, so the boys better be on their best behaviour. No trips to the dark room for them on this particular night. Well,
spoiler fun!
It might actually work well with some of the judges, but yeah. I'm not looking at either the current lead leatherman or your lovely other half who's one of our judges. Nevertheless, I'm sure the boys will make a great impression on them tomorrow night. And then, yes, when the points are tallied by your good self on the Friday night.
That's right.
I'm sure the impression they make tomorrow night will make a difference.
Yes, I am the official tally master of Mr. Rubber Melbourne competition on Friday night. So there we go.
You are indeed, and Arby, your delightful other half is going to be one of our judges. He's one of the more judgmental people in other than he's perfect for the role. Current Leatherman Stephen Morgan is going to be one of the other judges, and of course the third judge is your major guest for tonight, BJ from Eagle Leather.
Woo-hoo.
Who is also one of our massive sponsors.
Fantastic.
So, what a coincidence.
Indeed. So perfectly.
So now I'm going to have to get my calculator out on Friday night. Now there are four rounds. The interview, which is worth 20%, the full rubber image with 30%, flesh, which is worth 30%, and 20% for talent. So the interview, do you want to quickly run us through each of those four bits?
So what we've done with the interview, we've pre-recorded these guys to make sure that they can look their best. So no big surprises in the interview round. They've had a chance to work out what they want to say just so that they can really present themselves in the best way possible. There'll be a package shown for each contestant as we introduce them, and then of course my lovely co-host Dean Akuri and I will completely stump them with some random getting to know you banter, and well, that'll leave everyone speechless, I'm sure. And that is also being part of the second judge component, which is the full rubber image. So that's where they're encouraged to really dress to their fetish. So whatever their style of rubber is, that's what they should be wearing. To give you a hint about the boys you'll be meeting tomorrow night, we've got the geek, we've got the pup, and we've got the musician. So they're very different styles of individuals, which I'm really, really happy about. They'll look fantastic. They'll all present very differently, and they'll all present really well. But that's their chance to show exactly who they are.
So will they have fluffers backstage, Ben?
No, well, you know,
Tark
my
presenters?
experience of these contests, in the spirit of camaraderie, they tend to fluff each other. I support this 100% and encourage it. My partner in crime in producing the event, Grant Maynard, will be stage managing them, so I'm sure he'll be encouraging that behaviour. So, yes, they will be well fluffed. They will be putting their finest something forward.
Now, of course, so Mr. Rubber kicks off, doors open at 8 o'clock on Friday night. Get there early
get there early, get your spot.
Get your spot.
And the boys, again, will be wandering around with more raffle tickets for a prize. We will be giving away a voucher from the Naked Barber to whoever wins that raffle. We're also doing, and this is very important for our audience.
Yes,
we are also doing a best dressed. So come in your rubber on Friday night. So not just, you know, spit and polish, where it's meet the contestants. There's the dress code. Saturday night advice to get into the good kits. You need to be wearing fetish gear, but certainly on the Friday night as well. Bring your rubber as well. Wear your rubber. And you could also win a $100 voucher from Piercing HQ.
Fantastic. Now, and then, of course, the Mr. Rubber Melbourne first formal duty is, of course, to attend the Rubber Ball happening on Saturday night from 9 o'clock. Also, of course, at Lead. A special edition of Vice. What have you got in store?
Look, it's just essentially a celebration of the winner, and it's a celebration of anything shiny. It's a chance to come out in your gear, or if you're not a rubber man, still come along. It's really celebrating something that's unique in Australia and something very new, brand new to Melbourne, a rubber title. We've got a lot of support from a lot of different angles, so I'm hoping it's going to be a great night.
So the geek...
I'm hoping it's going to be a great weekend. I'm sure it will be.
And then on Sunday you get to rest.
Finally I get to
rest. So you've got...
you get to shower.
Yeah.
Wash off all that talc and lube.
Yeah.
So tomorrow night, get along to the Laird, meet the geek, the pup and the musician, did you say?
That's exactly right.
The geek, the pup and the musician are the contestants in this, we're in the first ever Mr. Rubber Melbourne competition.
The musician, is he playing a violin or something?
I've heard some hints about his talent. I think it's going to come across really, really well. But I'm saying nothing.
Fair
I'm
enough.
Rather intrigued. You'll have to get along, in particular on Friday night from 8 o'clock
exactly.
At the Laird
Friday
to
night.
Find
Friday
out Friday everything.
Night. And tomorrow I'll stump them with something when I bring them up to introduce them to the crowd.
And what are you wearing, Ben? Very important question.
You know what? I have actually spent some time in Eagle with BJ recently, making sure that I have rubber. So despite the fact that, yes, I am also a leather man, just like one of the judges, I will be wearing rubber. That's going to be an experience for all of you.
No doubt.
Well, Ben, all the best for the next 3 nights.
I look forward to spending time with you all there.
That's not a problem at all. And, of course, Hide and Seek is a proud sponsor as well of the competition.
Yes, indeed you are. As is the Laird. And, of course, the major prize coming from Eagle Leather.
Exactly.
Funnily enough, you're where leading into right now.
Thank you, Ben. We'll catch you tomorrow night. All the best for the weekend. That was Ben Ruthmuller, one of the organisers of Slick. Happening this weekend. Get along. It's something extraordinarily different here in Melbourne. So
I need to get some rubber.
You do,
Andrew.
Need to get some rubber. You don't have any, obviously.
I don't. And I may need some talc as well.
Yes, talc or lube.
Or lube.
Yes.
So a G string or a jock strap would be fine?
Yep.
Yeah.
Not a problem at all.
Less is more.
Less is more. As always at these events. You are on Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9. Coming up is, of course, BJ, but we're not talking rubber. We are talking electroplay with him.
I'm on fire. Hide and Seek.
Fire it all.
This is Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9, your program for exploring sex, sexuality and self. My name is Andrew the Apprentice. Joining me this evening is Tim.
Good evening.
And tonight in the studio is BJ. Good evening,
hey,
BJ.
Hey, thanks for having me on, guys.
Not a problem. Welcome. Now, we're going to be talking about electroplay really tonight. Mm-hmm. But firstly, you are a judge at Slick Mr. Melbourne Rubber Man competition this coming Friday. Yep.
I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait to see the outfits.
What makes a sexy rubber man?
Oh, geez. I think creativity, you know, and that's what I'm really... I've actually seen a little bit of an insight of what some people have got to offer, and I think creativity with rubber, that's something sometimes you can't... I mean, you can get it with leather, but you can go to some real extremes with rubber. It's absolutely fascinating. I saw a video just recently of these people in rubber... pig suits, and they're inflatable pig suits, and they were rolling all over each other. And this is in Tokyo. It was absolutely incredible.
Wow.
And just I just think your imagination can go wild with latex, and that's what I find fascinating. And I'm really looking forward to seeing some of the outfits.
There you go. Get along to the Laird on Friday night and
get your pig suit on.
If there's any little piglets, come out. This is your night.
Now, but we have got you in tonight to talk about electroplay.
Mm-hmm.
How do you describe electroplay?
Okay, so I guess when people see or hear about electroplay, they straight away presume it's about a zapping sensation or an electric shock.
Yep.
That's a bit of a misinterpretation when it comes to the e-stim devices. Yes, there are devices that will give you an electric shock, but with e-stim devices, what they do is they actually send almost like a deep vibration into the tissue. They contract the tissue, they make it squirm and pulsate. If anyone's used a TENS unit for pain relief, like from a physiotherapist...
Ah, right, yep.
That's very similar. So you're running an electric pulse into the flesh, and I guess the best way to explain it, if you look at a torch, you have one pole on one side and another pole on another side, and what you have to do is you have to create a current to create almost like a bridge to get from one pole to the other pole.
Yep.
If you put a globe in the center of those two poles, what happens is that electrical current goes through the filament in the torch and lights up. Now imagine if you took out that globe and put genitals in the middle of that. What's going to happen?
They light up. Like this.
So I suppose a basic question at the beginning is so that explains why it's probably different to a vibrator, for example.
Yeah, it goes deeper. Vibrations, like a vibrator, is actually on the surface.
Yep.
With these units, you can actually drive right down into the muscle tissue. The most popular combination is getting an electric sound and running it down through the eye of the penis towards the prostate gland, mm-hmm. and then putting a unipolar butt plug to complete the circuit into the butt, into the rectum, and what it would do is it will run electric pulse through the prostate gland, like down the eye of the penis, through the prostate gland, and what that can do is you can actually achieve an orgasm without touching yourself, like just by turning dials up, turning the rhythm up, you can even come without getting an erection.
There we go.
You've sold me already. So we were talking about butt plugs. So when someone puts a butt plug in, it's not a zappy.
No, it's not. Yeah, it's
pulse.
It's a really interesting feeling. I'm hoping that some of you guys will be able to try it out. We'll do it on your arm.
I volunteer as tribute.
Yeah, and you'll be able to see the sensation. It's really interesting. And I can actually remember the very first time I tried it. I was a little bit like not sure about it,
sure.
because I just finished work and I just kind of got home and, you know, cranked it up and I was like, oh, hang on, look, what's going on? It's because my headspace wasn't right. You really have to be in the right headspace for it, very relaxed, have a bath or a shower or something like that and get relaxed and then try it, and then it can be absolutely mind-blowing. It's absolutely incredible if you're in the right environment and in the right frame of mind.
So you've mentioned a few different types of toys already. Mm-hmm. So can you just run us briefly through, I guess what sort of general different groups they fall into?
Yep. So you have your cock and ball toys.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're just into cock and ball play, you can just focus around the testicles or the penis and running electric pulse to the head of the penis if you wanted to, right down to behind the testicles, if that's just what you want to be focused on, or you can just focus on the butt. What I've brought in today, I don't know how the best way to explain the shape of the butt plug, but it has a taper in the center of it. So when your sphincter contracts, what it will actually do is it'll fuck you. Like it'll actually, on each pulse, it'll drive in and out, in and out.
Okay.
I'm starting to sound like a 0005. It'll fuck you.
So would those cock and ball toys include like cock rings? Do they get electrified?
Or that's correct. Yeah, you can do that. You can have electric cock rings. Generally, you would, if you just wanted to have an electric cock ring by itself, you'd have to make sure that there's two points of contact in that one cock ring.
Yep.
If that makes sense to the listener.
Yep.
But in some cases you can't just use the cock ring by itself. You actually have to use it in conjunction with another toy.
You have to use two
that's
things.
Right. Okay. To complete the circuit. It's like creating genitals into a circuit board, you know.
So when you're talking about the sound, is it a full sounding wand that you're describing, or
In some cases it can be just like you can actually adapt one of your sounds from your sound kit if you wanted to.
Hmm.
But in a lot of cases what it is, it's a flexible silicon, almost like a flexible snake that you can just slowly slip down the eye of your penis.
Right. And there's you said butt plugs, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And what are the other types of toys?
There's so many. Basically, anything that's metal. In some circumstances, you can actually make that an electrode if you wanted to. There's ways to do it. You know, you just get an alligator clamp and hook it up, and away you go. So anything in your house, if you've got that's in metal, you can use for electroplay, as long as it's safe. But I will cover a lot on safety,
of course,
in my class. Yeah.
So these are the ones that are, I guess, are muscle contracting ones. What about the ones where okay, maybe this is where the misunderstanding happens. I think they're called Violet Wands or something like that. Okay. Is that the other class?
That is. That's a different kind of, I guess, category of electric sex.
Yep.
A Violet Wand's really fascinating when you look at them. They almost look like, what are they called, Tesla balls? I think where the glass balls, it looks like lightning inside.
Ah, yes, yep. Yes.
Imagine that, right? But the lightning actually escapes the globe. So it gives you a zap.
Wow.
And it will actually follow, if you put your finger over it, it'll escape the globe and give you a zap in that particular area where it meets its closest, I guess, flesh.
Right.
It needs a gap. Whereas with what I was explaining before, with e-stim devices, you want it nice and tight to the flesh and it will drive into a deep vibration into the flesh. Mm. Whereas with violet ones, you need a gap. You actually can't have it pushing against the skin because you need to create a little bit of a gap in an arc or a bridge for it to give you that zap.
I see.
Yeah.
We're chatting with BJ about electroplay. BJ, power sources, do they all come with battery packs? Do you have to have three-phase power to your house? No. You know, what sort of thing do you need?
Actually, some of these units will just run off a 9-volt battery.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
you can run some off mains as well. In some cases, they actually have inbuilt batteries as well that you can charge up through your mains. But, no need for three-phase power. Yeah, fine.
Very good.
Can I just say, I went to the supermarket and I bought a TENS machine for the purpose of trying it out with this type of play, if you like. Would you recommend that? Or do you have to get the pro version?
It's kind of good to buy something that's designed specifically for erotic stimulation, because when they've designed the source box, they've had it in the mind to drive you to orgasm.
Right.
Whereas a lot of the other units on the markets, like that TENS units, are actually designed to
massage.
Give you massage or for pain management to help you with aching tissue or muscles.
Right. Yeah. Okay. That's good to know.
But you can still have a whole lot of fun on a TENS unit as well.
Yeah. They just don't stick very well. It's like they don't get hit. Anyway.
You are on Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9. We're going to be chatting a lot more about electro sex very shortly.
Whatever your tastes, you'll find it on
Hide and Seek.
Hide and Seek.
Hide and Seek.
Something for everybody.
Joy 94.9, Hide and Seek. Tonight, Andrew and Tim, joined by BJ, talking about electro play. BJ, are there particular areas of the body we should avoid when we're doing electro play?
The heart is the main spot. So
fair enough. Yeah.
These devices are used to make you achieve orgasm. Now, can you imagine sending the electric pulse that we're talking about, running that from the rectum to the penis? Can you imagine if you cross that from the front of the chest to the back of the chest and going through the heart? You're messing with the rhythm of the heart then, you know.
So with an electric current, how do you avoid the heart?
So the most important thing is to make sure that you don't cross any current across the chest.
So from
Nipple to nipple is dangerous. It's still low risk compared to going from the front of the chest to the back of the chest and straight through the heart. That's high risk. That's very high risk.
So it sort of finds the shortest route between two points. Is that right?
That's spot on. A lot of people will just say don't play anywhere above the waist, you know, if you want to be extra careful. But if you do decide to take the risk and go above the waist, try and get an electrode which is isolated to just the nipple, and the channels are completely, if you've got two channels going at the same time, that they're independent from each other.
Right.
So you don't run the risk of the electrical current meeting anywhere and running across the chest. So if you could just isolate it to the nipple and nowhere else, that's probably going to be your safest bet. It's still not 100% safe though.
And for someone who's just starting out with electro, what kind of device would you recommend to them? Because maybe they don't want to go too full on to begin with.
Yeah.
So what would you recommend?
Well, I think that starting with TENS pads could be one way to do it. But as we were discussing before, they have a habit to not stay on well, especially if you've got a bit of hair on your body as well. They don't stay on too well.
Yep.
If you're into anal, then I'd highly recommend getting a bipolar butt plug. And there's one particular, like a traditional electric butt plug style, which is has the taper in the center. I'd say just start off with that. If you're into anal, just go and try that out, first of all. If you're into cock and ball, try an electric cock ring. That'll give you a good indication.
Now, if you're using a butt plug or any other device, what lube is best?
A water-based lube. Silicone lubes will still make conductivity possible. However, they'll give you like a lower conductivity.
So just think, you know, if you're standing in the middle of a puddle in a thunderstorm, you're going to get zapped.
Yeah, that's right.
So water-based lube is the best.
Water-based lube is the better one. Yeah, definitely.
And we mentioned heart, you know, playing on the chest, particularly on the front of the chest to the back of the chest can be dangerous. What are the other key risk factors that you always take into account?
There's also epilepsy. If some people have a heart disease as well, that they can have a bit of a risk. And I guess if you're playing on the ground and it's really wet and things get a bit messy, and then you could unintentionally pass a current to somewhere that you're not meant to be passing, especially with this, you don't always need to use lube. You can use spit as well. You can use piss.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of things that can make it conductive. But if you're playing on the floor and it's a bit wet, there's a risk that you could unintentionally pass a current to somewhere it's not meant to. Even some concrete floors might have metal particles in them.
Yep. Because, if you've got a rubber sheet down and you're playing on the rubber sheet and there's lube everywhere or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
It can all, electricity can go everywhere.
Rubbers, actually, that's the important thing as well. Unfortunately, with like the butt plugs, they're kind of a monogamous toy because you can't put a condom on them because that breaks down the conductivity,
yes.
If you get me.
Ah, got it.
But one of the cool things you can do with latex and with electric sex is you can actually put a unipolar butt plug inside your butt. We're talking about those two poles, pole A and pole B.
Yep.
You put it in your butt and you wear a pair of latex leggings, which you can get at Eagle Ever, by the way. And if you actually just have your cock and balls exposed and you put in your partner another unipolar butt plug inside of your partner's butt,
So you've got a butt plug in. Your partner's got a butt plug in.
That's not gonna work. Take his butt plug out. That's not gonna work. put a sound instead. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
You've got a butt plug in, right? You put an electric sound down the eye of his penis. Once your penis goes into his butt, then you're gonna run an electric pulse through your prostate gland, through your penis, and into his butt, through his prostate gland, and into his penis.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you can be fucked at the same time while having one of these butt plugs in?
Yeah, you can. Oh, well, yeah, that would be a bit hard. Yeah. It's possible, but you're not
We'll
gonna,
need a diagram
you
later
need
on.
A drawing, oh, yes. Yeah. there's certain types of... There's an anal tubular which will do that, but it can be a bit... the conductivity can be messed up pretty easily. It's a lot easier to go with an electric sound and something in your butt, yeah.
And is there a limit as to how much electro play you can do?
It's funny you say that because I ran into somebody once that I that was using the strongest unit on the market, which I recommended. And he said, after he got it, he said, it's actually not doing anything. And I said, have you got it? There's on the high, because it's a 1 to 10 scale on the high, it goes low, medium, and high. And he said, yeah, I've got it on high and I'm going all the way to 10 and it's not doing anything. And I said, how often are you using this? And apparently he'd been using it twice a day.
Oh, God.
Wow.
So what he had done is he had caused a temporary nerve damage or a numbing of that area,
yeah,
which came back. He had a 2-month break from it and everything was back to normal, and he was happy, especially someone who I think he's almost got an addiction. if it's, you know, twice a day, I mean, I would love to be able to have that time on my hands to be able to pay myself twice a day. I guess that's retirement for me.
so for you, is it once a day? Is it very special occasions?
It used to be like very frequent,
yeah,
but these days it's it's kind of big with my workload. I don't get to play as much as I used to.
Yeah.
So my number one is Impact Play,
which
I'm very much into, and which I'll be teaching during AWOL as well. And then Rope Bondage, and then Electric Sex. So it's kind of, it depends what needs are met until what I go into. But
Can you mix them all together? Can you have Impact Play and Electric Sex and Rope Play?
Why not?
You know, I'm a bit greedy.
And is it common for people with who are liking electro play to be able to communicate with each other? Are there special apps or other websites or anything where people gather
can meet people? I guess Recon has a section for that. I'm pretty sure.
Yep.
There's also the Down and Dirty as well website, mm-hmm. Where people ask questions about Electric Sex, and I've answered a few through that website as well. And talking about apps and programs, that you can actually play with people overseas with these electrical devices. So you can send...
What?
Yeah, wow. I'm not kidding. You can send an electric pulse to somebody from your desk to somebody who might be in England. At the same time, in real time, you can play.
How? Yeah. Is this a particular device?
Yeah, it's one of the source boxes. You can actually go online and play in real time.
Wow. So it's actually stimulated by like a modem communicating with another modem, something
pretty much, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That really takes web sex into another...
It does, doesn't it? It does.
You are on Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9. We're going to go to a couple of quick messages and we're going to give some time for... Because BJ, of course, as always, brings in some toys, and we're going to have a look at those toys very shortly and let you know what they feel like. Right after this, you are on Joy 94.9. Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9. We are talking electro play with BJ, Andrew and Tim in the studio. Now, BJ, as always, when you join us here on Hide and Seek, you always bring some toys or rope or whatever it happens to be that we're talking about. And tonight is no exception.
That's right.
You've got a glass, what I'm assuming is a glass.
It's actually acrylic.
Acrylic?
Yeah, it's an acrylic butt plug.
And he's going to stick it up my anus.
Now, okay, so let's describe it. It's cylindrical. It's
like a torpedo,
bullet.
I guess. Yeah, or a bullet or a torpedo.
Torpedo.
But it's got like a little wedge taken out of it, or like a little taper that goes in to a section, and that's what I was referring to before with the sphincter contracting.
Yep.
How it will go in and out as your sphincter contracts, and will fuck you.
And then it's connected
by two little black box here. Yep. So the power box.
And the power box has got a range of buttons.
Mm-hmm.
So for this toy, what are the buttons for?
So
what does what?
So this, the top button here, that'll actually turn up the volume. And when I say volume, I mean strength of the pulse. This other one here will actually speed up the frequency. So if the pulse is going do do do, it'll go do 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 do.
Okay, yep.
Excuse my wacky sounds.
No.
This is really good.
I have to make these sounds.
Yeah, yeah. Because the toy itself doesn't make noise. This one.
So this button here also will smooth out those pulses that we're sending out.
Wow.
And then the other one on the... So that was the one on the top right. Now, the bottom right here, what this will do is each pulse is made up of little, almost like dots, like... And so what we do is if we turn it all the way to 10, it'll actually make that slow down and break it down to...
Make it last longer and more intensive, I guess.
It'll kind of make it seem a bit rougher. So it goes from smooth to rough, depending on what you want.
All right, so Tim's over there. Lube up, Tim.
I'm the guinea pig.
We've got... because I'm on the the formal part of the desk with all the buttons, so we shouldn't be really getting water-based lube over this
sorry,
side.
I'm sorry, this is going to get sticky.
So I'm getting lubed up as we speak.
Yes. And just we are not doing it in the bum. We're just doing it in the on the other side of the elbow, in the crux of the arm.
Here we go.
And
close your arm. So there's two strips, and they're actually the two points, the pole A and the pole B. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn it.
Andrew, you should so take a photo.
I should. Well, you're doing.
Now, I'm doing like a gym.
You describe. Pose. You describe what is happening, Tim.
So. Oh, okay. So I can feel a tingling and it's kind of pulsing through my entire arm right up to my fingertips.
And does it go into your body as well, like into your torso?
A little bit, but not much. So it kind of goes into my bicep.
You can see his bicep flinching.
It's oh, yeah.
Like as the muscle contracts.
So imagine that inside your ass. Wow. I'm definitely getting one of these.
Do you want me to turn it up just a little bit
sure,
more?
Sure, go nuts.
You ready?
And so the...
Whoa.
So how's it feeling, Tim? What's it doing?
It's like my whole arm has been taken over.
Okay, so now Tim's arm is like flicking back and forth
it's
almost. It's
throbbing kind of.
So I'm not actually flexing on purpose. It's this thing that's moving my arm.
It's involuntary. It's
wow. So is the idea to kind of mix up the different sensations when you're playing with somebody?
Yeah, definitely. Because you can become quite accustomed during the session to
it's
one of the
relaxing.
Sensations.
It can be. Relaxing, actually. So it moves in and out inside the ass.
Yep.
And then you've got a base that kind of stops it going
stops
in.
It from sliding in all the way. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
And so...
Shall I turn it up a little bit more?
Yeah, sorry. Go nuts.
So, BJ, how long would you be aiming to do that for? What's the purpose of electroplay?
Sometimes it can be part of a sensory deprivation experience, just as a sensation by itself. You can actually achieve orgasm through it. Some people are in chastity, like if they're in a chastity device, if they want to come without being out of chastity and taking their chastity device off, they will be able to have that prostate orgasm and be able to come
without
getting
touching
an erection
themselves
or getting
right.
out of chastity. So you can do that.
So Tim is now doing like a royal wave, essentially.
Yeah.
So I'm going to change the breakdown each pulse.
Okay.
Can you feel it a little bit different now?
Yeah, so now it's a bit lighter.
Yep.
It's kind of like really rough water is being dripped on my arm.
I've never heard
that's
that one.
That's a different one.
Like a Japanese water torture.
Yeah, wow.
So, Tim, is it something that, you know, experiencing that on your arm, is it something you can imagine in your ass?
Definitely, because it would be going in and out by itself.
Yep.
Because, you know, we like having things pulsating up there. And so you could have that going like that in someone's ass and you could stick a penis in there as well?
Not with that one.
No?
No, that's just
what would happen then?
Oh, wow, jeez.
It's very lubey.
Oh, wow. The problem with the person who's putting their penis inside, you'd kind of get little zaps now and zap pulses now and then.
Right.
It might be a bit off-putting, I think.
Sure.
And you could also interfere with the conductivity while it's in there.
Yeah. Might break off too. And you were talking about sensory deprivation, so blindfolds, restraints, all of that
Spot
stuff.
On.
So it would work well with that?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Some of these also have wave motions or stroke motions or all different types of sensations
mm-hmm.
that you can experience. So with that, it can be quite intense.
So what do you mean by a wave motion?
Imagine like a ramping kind of a pulse that goes from smooth to rough, then smooth again, and kind of picks up in volume.
Right, like a sine wave.
Exactly.
Wow, that's like on the treadmill when you hit that button on the treadmill.
Spot on, that's exactly right.
Running up the hills or down the hills.
One of the other really cool things, I shouldn't give away all my tricks in my workshop here, should I? But another device that's on the market, you can actually put on your partner, and if they move, it will actually send an electric pulse. So it's electro bondage.
Wow.
Gosh. Now, so BJ, what are your key tips for someone who listened to tonight and to our show via podcast and thought about, well, that's something that I'm interested in?
I think get all the information and get all the safety aspect side of it, because now it's becoming more and more popular. You can actually find a lot of these devices in a lot of stores. And if you kind of go incorrectly about it, and you can kill yourself, basically.
Yeah, as you said
so
before.
So cover the safety aspects first of all, and then if the first time you try it, you're not really sold on it, give it another shot again, or even a third shot, because you just might not be in the right headspace for it the first time. But be patient. Go slow as well. Some of these pulses, when you turn them up, they take a few seconds to kick in.
Sure.
And what... Where would you say the best place to go first is on your body? Do you go straight for your dick?
Go straight in your butt.
Yeah. Straight in your butt.
In the butt.
No holes barred.
Yeah, that's right.
I like straight in there.
Yeah.
Now, BJ, you've got AWOL, of course, a week of leather here in Melbourne from the 8th of August, off the top of my head, and in doing a couple of seminars... during AWOL, is that
so
right?
So it's on the Wednesday.
Wednesday?
Yep. So there's the Electric Sex, which I'll be talking more about these devices. And
yep.
I'm even going to give people a chance to try it out as well, so they
cool.
can also try it on their arm if they come up.
Yep.
Just their arm? You might not want your toy back after that.
And after that, I'll be doing impact play as well, where I talk about flogging and spanking and caning and things like that.
All that info, of course, is on the AWOL website, which you can get to via Eagle Leather or via
the Lead. You can go straight to the Lead website as well.
BJ, thank you so much for coming in this evening and lubing Tim up.
I could do some other things at this arm now.
Looks like you have.
That's a long way to go. Electrosex, you know, as you said, you know, do some reading first, find out what you're getting yourself into, and speak to some experts.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
Thanks, BJ. This has been Hide and Seek for another Wednesday evening. Tim, of course, all of our podcasts are available at joy.org.au.
Thanks to wonderful David.
Big thanks to David. We continue to, you know, just by the by, we do very well in our podcast numbers, so it's very good news.
Lots of people listen to our podcast.
It is. It's fantastic. So a big thank you to everyone who listened to our podcast. And, I hope you enjoyed it. If you've got any ideas, you know, don't forget, you can always get in touch with us if you go to the Joy website, joy.org.au, our email address is there. Send us an idea if you've got something for us to talk about.
Something sexy.
Something sexy, exactly. Next week, I can't remember what we've got on, but that's all right. I think it's Dean and... I think
it will be amazing.
It'll be amazing. Sure. Coming up next, of course, is Black, White and Rainbow here on Joy 94.9. Get along, don't forget, get along to Slick this coming week weekend. Thursday night, tomorrow night, 24 hours away, is Meet the Contestants. Then Friday night is Mr. Rubber Man. And then Friday night is Vice a Rubber Ball.
A great opportunity to get a new outfit, I reckon.
It is. We'll see you there and we'll see you here next week here on Joy 94.9. Good night.
Good night.
You can subscribe to Hide and Seek's podcast for free. Visit joy.org.au/hideandseek for more information. Suggest a topic, a guest, or provide feedback. Email hideandseek@joy.org.au.
Hide and seek.
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 Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.